You know, I would certainly hope that as a songwriter, people don't expect me to continue writing these same, having trouble with life and that those, you know, that sentiment within my lyrics. You know, I've been doing this for 12 years. I've been married for 12 years. I've got three little girls and a lot of reasons to not feel the same way as I did.
That's a good thing. And tell us a little bit about having three little girls. I've got one and a boy, but what is it like to have three daughters?
Right now, it's just fine. I can't really tell you what it's going to be when I'm 48 and my oldest is 18 and the middle one is 15 and the youngest is 13.
I can tell you what it's going to be like. I have a teenage daughter, so I
don't
want to
hear it.
All I can tell you is enjoy them now.
Right.
Exactly.
Enjoy them now while they still like me and you know, think daddy's the coolest.
Well, yeah, exactly. Because it's amazing how you go from genius to the opposite at some point.
Yeah.
But we won't talk about that. So, now you said that the 13 original ones are gone. And the other ones are still available. They can go to Gibson.com to get information on those guitars?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Now, you're actually going to use these guitars on the road. The ones that they sell, right, are all being played by you, too, right?
The first 13. I already had them out with me on the January leg, and I played them live at shows, and I brought them home with me and used them in the studio a little bit. And so you buy them with provenance already. They've already been played and possessed by me for a little while.
Mm. So now Stain's got some time off. You're still on the road. When you said you're home now, what is it like to be home? I mean, it must be kind of weird because you're on the road so much.
There's a little bit of a grace period for me to kind of get used to being back home again, and that grace period doesn't last very long, though.
Yeah, eventually you got to take out the garbage and stuff, right?
Oh, man, I just spent all morning vacuuming the house and taking out garbage and washing floors. And I'm no different than anybody else.
See, but even the acclaimed frontman from Stained, Aaron Lewis, gets to take out the trash.
Yeah,
and do all that good stuff. I'm amazed by the fact that you can go out there on a solo tour, acoustic tour, and sell out Mohegan Sun 8,000 tickets. It must be quite a thing for you to be able to do that.
Well, that show that I just played at Mohegan last week, that again oversold it. That was the 32nd sold out show in a row that I have played at the Mohegan Sun.
Wow. Pretty impressive.
Well, I mean, here's an example of how crazy it is, at least in this particular area. A year ago, when I played the last Mohegan Sun show in February of last year, it was 8,300 people, and 6 months earlier, the band had gone through and played that same venue. And with Papa Roach opening up for us, and we sold 4,700 tickets.
Wow. How do you explain that?
I don't really know.
Whatever it is, it's good for you.
Whatever it is, it's working out.
Yeah. You know, I talking about working out, this is a cool thing, too. I understand you're doing television. You're doing a show called Dream Season Celebrity on Outdoor Channel?
Yeah, it's a bow hunting for deer show.
Wow.
I'm a bit of an outdoorsman. My family is from the sticks of Vermont, and hunting and fishing and that type of stuff has been tradition in my family for many, many generations.
But in this particular show, though, you're competing with a celebrity team, and you're actually paired with Average Joes, and I understand that the whole goal is to raise funds for Catch a Dream Foundation.
We raised $250,000 for Catch a Dream this year.
Wow. Tell the folks out there what Catch a Dream Foundation is.
Catch a Dream Foundation is a foundation that was started by a gentleman who, basically, it's taking terminally ill children out into the wilderness, into the woods and into nature, and forget about what's going on in their life for a little while.
It's a nice thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, for folks who actually want information on that, there is a website, catchadream.org.
Yes, sir.
And there's also one, drurioutdoors.com, D-R-U-R-Y, so for the TV show, if you want some information on that. Stained, of course, is S-T-A-I-N-D.com. And I assume, did you have your own website as well?
Nothing. I don't think that there's one that's official. I'm not really sure. I know that when you go on to stain.com, that you all of my dates are posted on there as well.
Okay. So we'll let people go on to stain.com. I have to give you one message. You know, when you were coming on here, a lot of people sent emails. You had a lot of fans out there. There was one in particular, though, named Allison Pizarra, who wanted to say hi to you and asked that you say hi to her. So,
hi, Allison.
There you go. It was a pleasure to talk to you.
I'm very, very lucky. Over the years, we have established quite an undeniable fan base that I think is going to come into play in a major sort of way as soon as we turn in this last record and we're no longer on a record label.
Yeah, tell me about. So you have one more that's contracted for Atlantic.
Yep.
And then it's Freedom.
And then it's Freedom, and then then it's the very rare occurrence of a band surviving their record contract.
Well, that's when the good times come. You start your own company, right?
If you're lucky enough to survive your contract with a career still intact, then you finally put yourself into the position of having the upper hand in this business and really being able to create a situation that reflects pop. On the band more than it does everybody else.
Would the band want to start their own record label and then get it distributed nationally?
Well, I've had my own for a while. But, you know, the key is that in this business, it amazes me that the Better Business Bureau never gets involved because it's basically an indentured servitude and everybody else makes a whole lot of money before you ever see a dime.
Mm. And the only people really that make anything, aside from the record companies, are really the writer. As a writer, you get some money from that.
Yeah, but you'd be surprised as to how many more people make that money in front of me before I see any of it.
Wow.
It's really unbelievable as to, you know, I could sit here for the next hour and try to explain to you how it all works. But in no way, shape, or form is it favorable to the artist in any way.
Sounds like something you should write a book about someday.
Well, I think there is a book out there.
Well, there's one that Tommy James just wrote about his company.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, Rob Roulette being run by the mob.
Wow.
But, Aaron, thank you so much for coming on the show, and I appreciate it, and good luck on the solo tour and with the Gibson guitars.
Hey, thanks, Mark.
Okay, take care.
Take care.